no sense.
Hey, Roy! You still alive in there? You didn't asphyxiate yet, did you?
Come a little closer so I can talk to you.
What's that, Roy?
Jesus fucking Christ!
Damn, I took his gun. Guess he must have another one.
Must have.
Is that you, August?
Hi, Roy.
When I get out of here, I'm gonna kill you. You do know that, right?
Roy, you must be one fucking optimist if you think you're ever getting out of that trunk.
Let me out, August. I'm your only hope.
Actually, you just told me you'd kill me if you got out, Roy.
I didn't mean it.
Little newsflash, Pop. Harold ain't so perfect. Remember that time in Puerto Rico when we picked up those two, well, I guess they were prostitutes, but I don't remember paying.
Okay, how about that? How about that?
Yeah,
how about that?
Terrific.
Huh? I'm a person too, Pop, goddammit. I'm a person too.
Hey, who told you you could take number one?
Howard, logically, if we need protection from number five, this is the best weapon we could have.
Great, great. So instead of $11 million on the loose, we're going to have 22.
And plus, we are needing gas money.
We got a chance. Chance at what, Mike? You getting killed? Look, if we keep going, someone's really gonna get hurt. Maybe dead. Besides, we gotta get to the police.
Maybe Chunk already got to the police.
Maybe Chunk is dead.
Don't say that. Never say that. Goonies never say die.
I'm not a Goonie. I wanna go home.
I forgot. But still, don't you realize? The next time you see Sky, it'll be over another town. The next time you take a test, it'll be in some other school. Our parents, they want the best of stuff for us. But right now they gotta do what's right for them. Cause it's their time. Their time! Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here. That's all over the second we ride up Troy fucking.
What do you get when you take the back room of Homeland House, slap a fancy name on it, add in like six microphones, and then like a handful of people that all got like emotional issues? Yeah, you get yourself a crap into the podcast, and what you get. It is once again time for the horrifying auditory spectacle that is the Thumb Up Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier, which is located in the historic podcast district of beautiful Security, Colorado. All your favorite dumbasses have once again gathered for your listening displeasure. And now, without further ado, here's the host of the show from ThumbUpCheese.com, Derek Knight with the Thumb Up Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Yes, it is. Third episode in a row that we've recorded, so it'll have to post, unless we can't make it through. And who knows, I might just have to ask Colin to leave, because during Mikey's inspirational Goonie speech, he rolled his eyes.
Well, and then I thought, the next time you get a hooker, it'll be on another street corner.
Mr. Cynical. This is Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. With me, as always, Colin, Mr. Cynical Burton from CynicalFizzleAndPop.com.
Hello.
My sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Hello.
Now, the order of things have changed. Jason Ozant from Red Rum Radio is the next in line.
Howdy, everybody.
His wife, Felicia, has moved into the spot occupied by Justin previously.
Hello.
That means we can hear her better.
Yes.
See, as you can see, that mic was wired to that board, and then that board was wired into this board.
I can see that.
I know, right? I'm a master of the patching. It just didn't work as well as I'd hoped. And Ray Louie, who likes to eat food, is joining us.
Yep, he is still eating that.
Mr. Breathy, who I can hear you either eating squid or breathing.
I think
you know what the fact is? At least I know you're there. There is no fucking doubt when you're in the room. Okay, so what we're going to talk about today is, well, I don't know what we're going to talk about today. I was hoping to do holiday horror stories. But we realized we had charmed lives growing up. Heather and I did.
We did.
We
nothing bad
can't
ever
come up with anything. Happened. Colin says that it was all just a drone of crap, that he can't come up with anything that's so crappy that it stands out. Which,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's all a blur. I'm old.
Couple of maybes over there. But did you know that we have a soccer team?
I didn't.
Not only a professional soccer team, but the best professional soccer team in the land.
I knew we had the team.
Yeah, I knew we had the team.
But they won?
They won the MLS championship, the Rapids, apparently, in a game that was, like, down to the wire and thrilling, I guess as thrilling as soccer can get.
Is this the year that Denver indoor football won?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
The lesser recognized sport of professional soccer, the Colorado Rapids are the national champions. Wow.
Woo.
Shocking.
Yeah, who knew?
I know, right?
Because there was nothing.
It doesn't get the major coverage that the Broncos or the Avalanche or the Rockies would get. I guess the Nuggets too. Basketball's still big, right?
So there was no like cars turned over.
No, nobody
no rioting.
No, and you know, especially with the grand tradition of rioting that soccer has,
you would think that the Americans don't know soccer.
Apparently, like the Brits do,
they don't know the joy of soccer rioting.
They played another team. They had uniforms and everything, and I don't know because all I know is that they made it to the championship game, and according to Yahoo Sports, a bad bounce decided it, but it decided it in Colorado's favor. That's the extent of my caring for soccer.
Why do you hate soccer so much?
Well,
and you know, how can you hate a sport that originated from people on the battlefield kicking around the heads of their defeated enemies?
Because it's slow and boring.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I know.
If you still did that today.
Does it make you like it?
A little bit, yeah.
If you still did that today, it might be more exciting.
That's like,
yeah.
I watch it if they still did that.
Sure. But it couldn't be anybody you knew.
It could,
or
depending on the person.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
There's a few people I know that I'd like to.
Yeah, see I'd like a list
kicked around. No, I'm not giving you a list.
So you don't like soccer?
No. Nope.
Okay. So around the room, Colin gets a on soccer.
Soccer.
No, that's your opinion on soccer. Heather.
Eh.
Jason.
Eh.
Did you play it at all when you were growing up?
For like
see, and
a
I did.
Little bit. One. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm not big on it either.
Oh, they lost to Dallas.
Oh, it was
Dallas? They beat Dallas.
They beat Dallas.
What is the Dallas's team name?
I have no idea.
We got to know these things. This is information that is readily available to the soccer public, and we don't know.
You think the soccer public listens to our podcast?
The what?
I'm
going to have like subtitles on this somehow for the people that don't speak Ray. So anyway, holiday horror stories, and you say you can't come up with a damn thing.
Not really.
It was just all one big blur of sadness.
Well, it's not that. It's just nothing stands out.
And you didn't travel much.
No.
No. Wow. You are your contributions are legendary. Then again, I'll have to say the same thing to me because I can't come up with anything.
No.
I can't come up with it. Now, Thanksgiving, though, I've had a couple of crappy Thanksgivings.
Well,
so maybe we can count
here,
that. Well, sure. But that was just that's the funniest story ever.
Right.
But you said you had a horror story. You said you had the quintessential horror story?
Well, for, I guess, my own life.
like a really horror story?
No. Not like
more like a
body found in the chimney type thing, or
like a
that would at least been actually better than what mine was. I can't remember the age. Probably nine.
Probably not. Nine is when all the shit goes
down.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents would wait every year. They'd do all their Christmas shopping Christmas Eve. They
what?
They wouldn't.
Well, then again, if they're not buying anything.
So, needless to say, if you're 40 miles away
from
the
civilization,
nearest town, with the store. And you have a blizzard hit, there is not going to be...
You're getting snow.
You're getting rain checks.
You're not going to have Christmas at all.
Aww.
Your first box that you open is snow.
But, Mom, thank goodness, did buy Barbie Dallas, whatever year Barbie Dallas came out. So I did get Christmas.
Dallas?
I got Barbie Dallas. She used to wink. You push a button in the
back. I had that.
She would wink.
In the back of her head.
And she had the blue eyeshadow.
Is this the one on the street corner?
It's Barbie. It's Dallas Barbie, I guess.
Dallas Barbie.
Debbie does Barbie Dallas.
Needless to say, my two sisters were very pissed off that they got nothing for Christmas.
Mm. But I got Barbie. Yeah.
I got Dallas Barbie. And Erin, she's a couple years older than me, my older sister, was picking on me so bad because she was so upset that I got nothing. So she was calling names and doing that. So I started hitting her with my Dallas Barbie. Until the head flies off and she never winked again.
Oh, God.
Same day I got her.
It was the day the winking stopped.
Yep. And to make everything better, we had chicken patties and instant mashed potatoes for Christmas dinner.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know if it really ranks as the worst Christmas ever.
Worst Christmas for me.
But, yeah. I can see how their procrastination, your parents' procrastination.
They never waited till Christmas Eve again.
What?
I'll give them that. Yeah.
And I wish I had this loaded while you were talking about Dallas Barbie. But I have it loaded now. So, anyway. So, wow, yeah. So, you broke you're only the one that got a toy in the household.
Yep.
And then you decided to break beat it on your sister with it.
Yes.
So you broke the only toy in the household over the head of your sister.
Yes.
You had a shitty dinner.
Yes.
And you were socked in by a blizzard out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. Without electricity for the last half of the
day. Whoa.
Wow.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I would say on the scale of one to suck, that suck. So yeah. That's and you said you had a pretty crappy story,
well,
too.
Well, it's not.
So now you have to one-up Felicia.
Oh, I can't one-up that. But it was, it all turned out okay.
Oh, well, I don't want to hear that.
Okay. His Barbie didn't break.
No, my Barbie didn't break.
Which Barbie did you get that year? Ty Hooker Barbie?
Yeah. Mr. T Barbie.
Singapore Barbie.
Nah. Kung Fu Barbie.
Kung Fu fighting.
Everybody does it. But the story goes, just a couple years ago, our tradition is to always do a rib roast for Christmas. And I was cooking it, and I had the little corningware. I put a corningware on the stovetop.
I can imagine glass shards flying everywhere.
Yes,
the future.
Yes. Yeah. It, all of a sudden, I stood away. Luckily, I turned away at that very moment. It was on high heat. I was trying to get the little meat scraps off the little...
You're trying to make gravy,
yeah,
is what
exactly.
You're trying to do.
Yeah, I'll do. And all of a sudden, it just shatters.
Yeah.
All over the kitchen.
Like it's supposed to.
Yeah. Classic. Everywhere.
Not for stovetop use.
On top of the rib roast.
So suddenly the rib roast is now deadly. It has shrapnel all through.
Yes. It was shrapnel everywhere. In the kitchen table, the floor, the stovetop, everywhere.
Nice. Yeah. So did you just pitch everything and start over?
Pretty much.
You had a Taco Bell kind of Christmas?
It was
Perkins.
Perkins. Again, see, I am so, that is so sad.
Isn't it?
You have my sympathy. When you say you spent any time at Perkins, but let alone on a holiday?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, we went to Ponderosa.
Eggs Benedict
what?
On Christmas.
Yeah, we went to Ponderosa one year.
See, and I was just about to say the only thing worse would be Ponderosa.
Oh.
So where's Denny's rank?
You know, at least between the two, I think.
Because
which one ranks higher?
Perkins.
Perkins, really?
Denny's. I mean, there's you're talking like a 0.7 between the two.
Oh, okay.
And then way down
not
here
much of a spread.
Would be Ponderosa.
See, the years that the Grand Cafe finally closed on Christmas.
Yeah.
My dad didn't want to cook. So we always went out for Christmas. So one year we went to Ponderosa.
Wow. The fact that Ponderosa is open on Christmas Day bothers me. And the fact that Ponderosa even existed for a while bothers me. But the fact that you guys would choose, as restaurateurs, to go to some place like Ponderosa? Wow.
It was, we were going to Western Sizzling.
Western Sizzling? You can't speak properly Christmas except for that. The one time you actually drop the abbreviation and say it properly, it's
oh,
on
please.
Western Sizzling.
Quit making fun of me.
Can't.
All I want for Christmas is a shitty steak.
Apparently. Wow. So this was like the Louis family quest to find the shittiest place to eat? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. Much.
Yeah.
Furs.
You know, I like furs. So I'm not on board with the
we
fact
gotta
that
go to furs next year.
I haven't gone to furs since I was probably about 10 years old, so I can't say anything.
Well, see, and the thing is, and I didn't, is there a Furs in Pueblo?
There is.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
I like how she's so quick to say no.
No.
There's not.
No,
no, we've run them out of town.
Yes.
If we ever play Walking Stick, we are going to Furs.
See, I hadn't gone to Furs in years and years either, because all the Furs here went out of business, but we went down to Carlsbad, New Mexico, and I saw a Furs, and I was like, holy fuck, Furs! Because, you know, I'm a moron. But we ate at Furs, and it was good. And then I find out there's a Furs in fucking Pueblo.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have to go all the way to Carlsbad, New Mexico to eat at Furs.
Wow.
Not that I made the trip specifically.
So much.
Well, yeah, not that I made the trip specifically. It was just like, holy crap, Furs. And so we ate at Furs, and it was good. It's, you know, it's nothing special. It's Furs. But they're consistent. I think that's what I like about it. True. You can go to any Furs all across this great land, and they all smell the same, and the food tastes the same.
No, they don't all smell the same.
Which one smells different?
The one that used to be on Pace Peak.
The one on next to Ward's?
Yes. That one, because it seemed like a lot more older people.
Oh, so it had the old people.
The older odor.
The beignet.
Yes. No, more like the oxygen tank.
Oxygen. I love the smell of oxygen.
Yes.
Preparation H.
Oh, yes.
There you go. Preparation H.
Get out of the way, Sonny.
Well, it's true. They did have a lot of old people, but that's kind of what Furs is about. They have a little beacon for the senior citizens that draws them in. Heather's actually left the room. She's going to check on Max, who apparently is awake now, but it's okay because she didn't have anything to offer to offer the show. So she could come up with a horror story, and you can't come up with any horror stories?
Well, you could tell them about the Alex catching himself on fire Thanksgiving.
Anybody sets anybody on fire, I'm in, so... You're giving her the look like I don't remember that.
I didn't witness that, so maybe it's...
Maybe that's your story?
I guess it is.
All right, well, hit it.
I just remember Alex is... Whenever we lived down in Texas, and Jason was in his band, and there was... Alex was the guitarist, and then Jason the drummer, so it was our families living together in this house. And Alex decided he was going to make turkey that year. He had no clues of what the hell he was doing.
But he was going to do
it. But he was going to do it. So, essentially, he decides to take the whole turkey out of the oven with the drippings, everything, not drained, anything, onto a lighted stove on top.
It's a good idea.
With a, what did he have on? I'm trying to remember. One of his African type of shirts.
Oh, the dashiki.
Yeah. So, he had, it was very, a lot of loose fabric.
Yeah.
That got, and then, basically, the turkey dripping spilled on him onto the lighted stove. So the turkey went up in flames, and he went up in flames.
How nice. That's fucking awesome.
Because me and Ann were putting him out as fast as we could.
And you were in the backyard drinking.
I don't know what Jason is doing. Probably sleeping.
Probably sleeping. Sleeping it off. How do you miss somebody on fire in your own kitchen? That's fucking awesome.
You're not in the kitchen.
I guess not. Wow.
But no. I was like, that was about...
You keep coming up with stories.
But that was a very short... That was about 3 minutes long.
3 minutes is a long time to be on fire.
Dramatic.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I wasn't on fire, though, so it didn't affect me that much.
True, right.
And the turkey was fine.
The turkey ended up okay?
Yeah.
Shocking.
What, deep fried?
And the ugly shirt was forever.
That was the plan all along.
Yeah.
Wow, you keep coming up with stories that nobody can top. You can't. I mean, we're going to just end the show right now because we can't. No, I had a Thanksgiving once. We used to live in a house on Cheyenne that was built in 1949 and very poorly maintained. And was owned by a dipshit who thought he could do all the work himself. And apparently he had taken two pipes and, as he said, compression fit them together when he installed the garbage disposal. Well, as you can well imagine, that didn't last long. The garbage disposal decided to spontaneously implode on Thanksgiving Day.
Nice.
When it was full of potato peels.
Sweet.
And so not only were we left without a usable sink, and we had about 20 people over at the house for Thanksgiving, but we had potato peels and rancid water all over the kitchen.
Yum.
And yeah, the guy at least acquiesced to my request to hire a real plumber, and the plumber set to the task of reprimanding him for trying to do anything himself and for being a complete retard, which was nice, although you could see the anger building, and I knew that was the last time he'd ever hire anybody to do anything for me. But that's the problem with renting, more than anything, is having to deal with the landlord.
But the nice part is if you're renting, they have to pay for it.
Right, but you still have to, you know, if you have a crappy landlord like we had, you still have to convince them to do the stuff. And, you know, it actually sat for 2 or 3 weeks And so you had the Thanksgiving dishes on top of the normal dishes that you're going to use in the course of a day. I mean, you can't go all completely disposable dishes while you're
Didn't
waiting
you have
for
a
this.
Bathtub or something?
I'm not going to fill. We only had one bathroom.
You just have to make do.
Well, I'm not going
to
fill the bathtub with. I need to shower in the morning. Okay, dirty dishes.
Wash your dishes.
Never
and
shower.
Then put them away.
Wash them in the tub.
Hi, Max.
Wash them in the tub and then put them away.
Hi, Max.
Hi, Max. You want to meet some people?
Yeah.
Max is up from his nap.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
Oh, way to go, dude. Ray's broken his smartphone. This is the worst holiday ever.
That wasn't smart. Ah.
Hey, Max, come here. Come here. You want to say hi to everybody listening?
Hi.
Speaking in the microphone. Say hi, I'm Max Charles Knight.
Hi.
Are you so sad and tired that you can't say anything?
Well, what he did was he saw me and that was it.
Oh, that's right.
You want some squid jerky?
God,
no. He doesn't want squid jerky. What were we talking about?
Washing dishes.
Washing dishes in the bathtub.
Washing dishes in the bathtub. Something you do out in the country?
Something we had to do, ironically. I think it was that same Thanksgiving.
Because the sink got set on fire?
Because the sink got clogged up.
With what?
I am not sure, considering how inexperienced many of us were, or should I say, I'm sure a lot of stuff that, like grease and whatnot, was dumped down the sink. That shouldn't have.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So mm-hmm. I remember having, we had a half bath underneath the stairs, and then the regular bathroom upstairs, but I did all the dishes in that half bath down. I did them all.
Wow. And where were you while all this was happening?
I keep on wondering that, too. You know, I don't remember.
Because you're looking, you're giving this look like,
you don't
you're making this up, lady.
I remember the sink being clogged. I do remember that part. I just don't remember Alex being on fire.
It was early, about 11 o'clock in the morning. And at that time, considering the band life,
yeah,
it was amazing Alex was awake.
Jason.
Also remember.
Seriously. Okay. A, Alex set himself on fire. B, I had to do all the goddamn dishes for like 2 weeks in a bathtub. Where were you?
I am about 100% sure that I was 98% sure that that was when I was working nights too. So I
That's
might
bullshit.
Have been.
But anyway, no, I don't know if it was. No, but we had a good landlord. He came out Thanksgiving night and tried to fix it. Couldn't, so he came back the next day. So
you know
we
where
had a good
I was?
Landlord.
I was putting her underwear in the tree.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what you do.
You didn't hear that one?
You didn't hear that
yeah,
show?
I remember hearing about it, but I didn't hear it. Should I say?
Jason, you've been drinking again. Why are all my thongs in the tree?
That's kind of how that show went. And okay. That was like the last time he did really any heavy drinking. I think it was the last time he was here. Yeah, what have you been doing since we took the long hiatus, but you weren't even here for the last recording session.
I don't think I was. No,
yeah, you weren't. I've so what have you been doing?
There's been a lot of stuff going on, but I'm not going to go into too much detail about that. I was busy getting saved.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? I saw you got baptized.
Baptized,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And you guys got baptized together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, if the roof were to collapse, you'd go to heaven.
Yeah.
That's the idea?
That's the idea, yeah.
Okay. Show of hands, who's been baptized? Oh, you two.
See, I don't understand why Mom baptized you?
No, Mom never baptized me. I didn't.
She did.
No, well, she,
he was just out on the street one day,
and I fell in a gutter, and it was wet, and I was like,
and a priest fell in the same gutter, and
no, I actually.
Book, it says you were baptized.
Really?
But I was not.
Well, see, that's strange because I asked Mom, she said I wasn't, and so I got baptized when I was like 25.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. She wow. didn't care about my soul.
Well, she knew it was a lost cause.
I guess.
I mean, really, if you look, if you know, take a look between you and I, who's the more evil one? You.
You.
Yeah, we could take a poll.
I think you would win.
So you've been saved. You got the Jesus Saves cross around your neck. So you can ward off the vampire, which is big because a lot of kids think they're vampires nowadays, apparently.
No. Yeah. And they're. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, that's Jason.
I don't know what else to say. Yeah.
Okay.
There was a lot of changes in life over the past few months, but
well, I'm glad that you're back.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, I'm glad that we're recording podcasts again. It sucks being the only one in the room. Can't really do much.
No.
Yeah. So did you come up with anything? Because I at least told a Thanksgiving story.
No, and honestly, all I can think of is when Mom and Grandma set the stove on fire and tried to leave everybody in the house.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
Grandma and Grandpa were visiting from Junction, and Dad and Grandpa were in the living room watching football, and Mom and Grandma were cooking, and somehow the stove caught on fire, and they ran out of the house. They didn't say nothing to Dad and Grandpa. They ran out of the house and left poor Dad and Grandpa to fend for themselves.
What happened?
Well, they I guess the fire put out.
Yeah, Dad went out and said, "What the hell are you doing? The stove's on fire!" So he went and put it out.
I set the stove on fire once.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I was going to fry some clams, and I put the oil on the stove, and then I went and played video games for a while, waiting for it to heat up, and I waited too long.
Oh, boy.
And it set on fire.
Ah, jeez.
Dad had to put that out, too. Apparently, he's got experience putting out grease fires.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He's a chef.
Well, and he burned his house down.
He's got a lot of experience with fire because as a kid, he burned his house down.
Yes, he did.
And in the process, killed a bird, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The bird, apparently, they went back into the house, and the bird was on the perch, touched it, and it just disintegrated.
Oh, man.
So, just in case you were ever wondering what happens when a bird's caught in a fire, they stay reasonably intact until you touch them. Fucking with the incense burner. That was what he was doing, right?
Something I don't remember.
Yeah. So that, well, definitely something they weren't supposed to touch.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, we recently on Facebook posted 30 things. Was it 30 things or stupid stuff you've done as a kid? And now, can you remember some of the... You have some of those to add?
I was just going to note, actually, that a lot of yours seem to have to do with fire.
Fire, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I like fire. Don't you?
It keeps me warm, but you're fascination with it seems to run a little deeper than most.
I know. But see, if you can control fire, you can control everything else.
There you go.
Yeah. But yeah, I used to set my thumb on fire. Ronsonol is a wonderful product because it burns so quick that you don't actually burn yourself. That's the best part.
I used to use gas lighters and
fill your hand with the gas.
And Fireball.
Oh, you get... Yeah. It's like Street Fighter.
Pre-Street Fighter for me. But
I know, right? So, like, you know, we should all sue the makers of Street Fighter for taking that. Collectively. It could be a class action lawsuit. Anybody that ever used to fill their hand with butane and throw a fireball can sue
the makers. To some money.
I think so. At least $5, maybe $7.50, depending on how the class action suit goes.
Let's see. That's Capcom, right?
Is it? Probably, yeah, Capcom. Yeah, they've got money.
They've got money. They're loaded.
They've got cash on hand. Their lawyers will want to settle. Okay? And we can even demonstrate. It'd be awesome.
I can't even think about when I last did that. I must have been 12.
Nine. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've actually tried that. But I have a lighter in the house.
Ooh. And Max is here.
Yeah, I could teach Max all the tricks. You're going to learn early about fire.
Okay? Pyromaniac in training over here.
What do you say? Okay.
You should have met my roommate in college.
Your roommate had a fascination with fire as well?
Well, he was a juggler.
Oh, okay. So he was circus folk.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was a street musician folk. And he used to juggle torches. In addition to breathing fire, he would take basically, what's the stuff that you pour on charcoal to light fire?
Lighter fluid.
Yeah, thank you. And put it in his mouth. And just go.
That sounds kind of dangerous, though.
He said it wasn't that dangerous, as long as you just get most of the stuff out of your mouth.
Is he still alive now?
Yeah, he lives in L.A.
And he's still performing?
Don't know about that. I haven't really spoken to him in quite a while.
Well, you need to get a hold of him.
He can't talk anymore.
Yeah. Because he burned the shit out of his mouth. Well, you need to get in touch with him and find out if he's still performing. And if he's big and famous, we can have him on the show.
All right.
Yay.
And he can juggle.
Yes.
And small just fire. Won't carry over
Justin
at all.
Will film it. That's what Justin's good at.
Oh, I have a holiday horror story.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, this one year, we had Christmas dinner at Perkins. Stop me if you've heard this.
Yeah, that would suck. Again, adding insult to injury. But was that the worst place that you ate at?
I would dare say actually the Holiday Inn one was worse. But
was it?
Yeah. Because it was kind of the buffet style thing, and it was full of sad people.
Well, yeah, I guess the whole sadness bringing the whole room down. We actually, one time we ate out for Thanksgiving and had one of the best Thanksgivings ever.
Really?
My sister-in-law used to work for Jack Quinn's. And the guy that owns Jack Quinn's does a big Thanksgiving for all of his employees that want to participate. And they can bring their family. And so we decided to go with her.
Nice.
And they did a hell of a meal. And it was a good time. I didn't have to pay anything. Helped cook a little bit.
Jack Quinn's is kind of a different ambiance from
them Perkins. I know. You know? That's what I'm doing is I'm counteracting your sad with happy.
Okay.
I know. It's like a balance. Yin you have to strike yang. The balance. Yeah. You're yin, I'm yang, and we're not offending you at all by pretending to be Chinese, right?
Yin is pissed.
Well, yin got the short end of the stick at this point. Yang had a pretty good Thanksgiving, and you had to eat at Perkins. Any day you eat at Perkins is a shit day, right? I mean, really, I think that's
a holiday, yeah. And
that's, yeah. You know, that's kind of their slogan. You know, don't get too proud. You'll eat at Perkins eventually. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, talking about soccer and holiday horror stories and well, stuff, I guess. This is Derek Knight from SonofCheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com.
Goodbye.
My sister Heather from Matted Spam was in the room for a third of it, maybe.
Yeah, see ya.
Didn't offer much. Yeah, well. Jason Ozant from RedRumRadio.com.
Good night, everybody.
Jason's wife, Felicia.
Bye.
You get all your underwear out of the tree eventually?
No.
Okay.
Decoration.
It's like a flag. It attracts people to the yard. And Ray Louie.
Hi.
Ray is still eating the goddamn squid.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, kids, thanks for joining us, and we will see you back again next weekend.